Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics. And due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show.
I got a hell of an echo, man.
I hope it doesn't last. Let's see if we can work on that. Here with Dominic Salvia.
What's up, Crudy?
At the Waukesha County Fair.
Waukesha, Wisconsin. This is a red county in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Well, if by red you mean the storm cells are dropping bombs on Waukesha County, man. The weather took a turn for the worse. But with that sort of severe storm blowing through, and we are in the Forum Building here at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, and the Forum Building is a steel shed.
Great!
And that's not necessarily a great thing for two reasons. Let me tell you the two reasons.
Lay it on me, brother.
One, we're kind of dependent on, let's call it cell phone signals, to make live radio in a remote location. That ain't happening, not in a steel building.
Not today.
Two, This horrific heavy rains coming down in Waukesha County. And I can't believe God's frowning on the Waukesha County Fair, man. But anyways, so if you hear some, you know, cat on a hot tin roof sort of clutter in the background, well, blame it on the rain.
But don't worry about it. It's going to pass quickly. Come by. We are sitting next to the Waukesha County Democratic Party's area, a little tent action. We got a table. Love to see everyone. If you can bear the weather or just wait a few minutes, I'm sure it will pass soon.
Well, it should cool the heat down. The heat should be cooled down a bit. It was quite hot today. And anyways, we're in the temperate location, Dom. Inside the building. Climate controlled in here. You know, it's quite cool where the Devil's Advocates are at.
That's always the case.
Yes, I know. And we can take your calls and hopefully have a few guests out here at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, 844-967-2789. But for the rest of the world, not at the Waukesha County Fair, Dom, it's the Thursday night of the prime time, January 6th hearings. And it starts at 7 o'clock Central Time. And we're playing them live right here on the glorious 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw. And then, of course, in Madison on WTTN, 1580 AM. And, of course, 92.7 FM Devil Radio. But I think the world is waiting, Dom, for what comes later. We're just the warm-up.
I cannot wait.
We're just the hors d'oeuvres before the main course.
I heard Zoe Lofgren interviewed on MSNBC on the way to Waukesha here this afternoon. Dropped some breaking news I had not been aware. Apparently, the Secret Service has engaged counsel. Now, we're not clear.
How can the Secret Service retain counsel to what? Not give the messages that they've been obscuring or deleting?
I'm just saying.
Are they entitled to counsel?
It was a little strange to me as well. Well, anybody, if you're under criminal investigation, yeah, you are entitled to counsel. And apparently DHS, that investigation that they are conducting has now been labeled as criminal.
Since when, man? That's news.
I'm just telling you what I'm hearing today, man. The news is breaking. So how that plays into
Well, I was
tonight's...
working the fairgrounds, so.
Yeah. How that this new information, you know, gets woven into tonight's presentation obviously remains to be seen. Again, reiterating from the J6, the actions and lack of action taken by the former president will be of utmost importance. 187 minutes, Crudy. You know what I'm saying? Trump pulled a 187 on an undercover cop, and the Republicans, well, they're down with it here, Crudy. No, Waukesha County, the Republican Party.
At
the end of the aisle, they got like a cardboard cutout of Trump with a thumbs up.
Oh, did they?
Oh, they certainly do. Also wearing shirts that says Make America More Godly Again. So, of course, I just walk by. I got things to do, trying to do a show here. Perhaps I'll have words after we are done. But to have a cardboard cutout of you know, this man who has turned his back, who not only turned his back, engaged in a coup against his country, turned his back on the Constitution, and they love him for it. But hopefully tonight's presentation, probably not the last, right? There's a lot of information continuing to come out. Oh. This investigation is ongoing, and of course we are talked about it at length yesterday. The Attorney General of the Department of Justice also has an investigation that is the most wide-ranging and important investigation in the Department of Justice's history.
I want it to be Merrick Garland Day now. Now, I heard it analogized earlier today. This is not the conclusion of the J6 investigation. Think of it as more of the end of season one.
Right? I want season two so we can binge it, man. I don't want to wait that long.
Can we drop all the hearings on one? Just all the testimony. Just hours and hours of Pat Cipollone and all the others. And tonight will be interesting, Don, because the focus has been on, you know, the collaboration, the violence, the incitement of the violence. Beyond that, it was a coordinated violence of sorts. But now we're going to see how President Trump responded to it when he knew it was going on. And you're taking an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Oaths, Moth. I mean, so what? You know, that guy said plenty of oaths and promises in his life. You think this is just one more thing for him? They are words off of his tongue, out of his mouth. And after that happens, it doesn't even matter. And unfortunately for a lot of the cult, they don't care.
Well, okay, so he didn't believe the oath he took. I believe that he didn't believe.
Right.
But anyways, we're going to find out what the president was doing during the 187 months, the night of.
He was stuffing his face watching television, man. That's what he was
doing.
You
think he was eating the cannolis?
Come on, you know he was.
Now, above beyond that, it's not just going to be the damning inactivity of the former president, because, you know, If earlier reports are true, Dom, he was downright gleeful.
Yes.
He was all down for Hang Mike Pence.
Well,
right?
He opened the door so he could hear the crowd, man. Love the sound of crowds. He'd have loved Summerfest.
The big gig. Well, they had a big gig.
Oh, they did.
Let's not forget, the president also crafted a message at the urging of many. If you believe it, you know, it was everyone from Kevin McCarthy to Ivanka Trump saying, you must end this. We must stop this. So Trump eventually, you know, when it
became, they're going to do a 25th Amendment on you, dude. You have to do something. I mean, his back was against the wall.
Well, I don't know if he would have had to in real time on the 6th. But come the 7th, trying to clean up messes, right?
Is that what he was doing?
Well, I think so. I think there was an intent to clean up the messes. And during the course of trying to, let's just say, clean up the messes, well, The cleaning up of the messes included the creation of a video. You know, something of a message for the American people. Well, your president, here's what I want you to do now.
Well, what he should have done, of
you
course.
You patriots.
What he should have done immediately is, as the commander-in-chief who took an oath to uphold the Constitution and protect the United States of America, when you see our Capitol being attacked and ransacked, normally you would get up immediately, get on the telly, you call the Pentagon, you get National
get up,
Guard.
Stand
you,
up.
You get everybody. Stand up for your rights. And, of course, he didn't do that. And, you know, we know why he didn't.
But Beastie Boy, you got to fight for your right to party, man.
We know why he didn't do it. We can suspect why. And hopefully the DOJ will find the evidence to confirm what we are all thinking. That he knew it was happening. He wanted it to happen.
Oh.
He called for them to come there. He wanted this. So his inaction.
You're right. I was thinking almost all of those things.
The action of inaction was a planned inaction to allow the violent mob, the armed violent mob, to do their work. He wanted to give them time, just a little more time. So this is that.
To marinate?
Yes, absolutely.
So he's marinating. He's getting ready to throw it on the grill. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. Little extreme weather blowing through Waukesha County, but we're nice and safe here in the Forum Building at the Waukesha County Fair. my understanding, Dominic, Wisconsin's oldest county fair.
Really?
We're at it. We're at it. And we're in the steel building. Looks a little like a Cleary building. It's called the Forum Building, but come find us. We're on, I guess this is political row here. And we've got the Republicans, ironically, you know, I guess if you're facing them, if it's from the audience's perspective, they're at the right end of the row. And then down on the good end of the row
is the left end.
Waukesha County Democratic Party.
Which is the right end.
They're the ones, we are here at their bequest. They asked us, do you want to join us here today at the Waukesha County Fair? And we said, why not? Never would have guessed they had us in a steel building. But, you know, we're making do. We're making it work. We're doing it live, Tom. We're doing it live. That's what we do. We're going to try to stay in contact with you, our fair audience. 844-967-2789. But the breaking news above and beyond what's coming next. We'll look forward to the big J6. But the breaking news, Tom, Joe Biden has COVID.
Oh,
the president
man.
Of the United States is 79 years old. I mean, he's not a young man. Now, we understand, fully vaccinated, double boosted. And, you know, it's not like he's got a extraneous political schedule currently. You know, I think he's done traveling for a while. He's going home to Delaware for the weekend. So I'm not sure that it will affect his ability to govern, per se. And I hope it doesn't, you know, infringe upon his ability to watch the J6 hearings, or, you know, perhaps I mean, listen or stream them on the Devil Radio app.
I heard the news reports, a little bit of a runny nose, perhaps a small dry cough, nothing terrible so far. Of course,
get a good night's sleep.
Vaxxed, double boosted. He's on Paxlovid as well. And so, yes, we wish President Biden well. I mean, it's kind of historic. It's the first real president of the United States to contract the COVID-19 coronavirus.
First real one, eh?
Yes.
Now, of course, we recall the former, some would say less legitimate president. He did get COVID as well, right?
Who? Oh, the insurrectionist guy? Yeah, I try not to think about that guy.
Leader of the coup?
Yes. You know, after Trump got done with the COVID, or claimed to be done, he wanted to walk up the stairs and open up his shirt to show like a Superman shirt underneath it. Remember those reports? Of course, he could barely make it up the stairs, so hopefully President Biden get well soon.
And wasn't he in a, what, the beast full of Secret Service agents that were then exposed to his COVID? Just so he could drive around the park? Come back with us, folks. We're at the Waukesha County Fair. Devil's Advocates doing it on the road, giving away radios and stickers and goodwill in the Forum Building. Come find us. First one that does gets a free radio. It's time and time again.